Good evening, dear friends. Welcome to the retreat with the team Peaceful Mind, Open Heart. The bell master tonight is Sister Tan Yi, which means purified mind. I would like to offer you some instructions as to how to enjoy our retreat. We have a great opportunity to be together for 5 days, practicing together as brothers and sisters in the Dharma, children of the Buddha. And our retreats are always open to non-Buddhist people. In Europe, in America, many non-Buddhists come and enjoy the retreat. You don't need to be a Buddhist in order to participate in a Buddhist retreat. Can learn many things in a retreat. We will learn how to allow our body to relax, how to reduce the tension and the pain in the body, how to handle a painful feeling, a painful emotion every time they manifest. We learn how to listen and to speak in such a way that can restore communication between us and the other person. We learn how to bring in a moment of joy and happiness. We know how to deal with a moment of anger, of fear, of despair. We can learn many things in a retreat. There are many Dharma teachers among us, and those who have been practicing for many, many years, and they can share their practice, and they can guide us in learning and practicing these things. The kind of Buddhism that we learn and practice here is called applied Buddhism. The kind of Buddhism that can be put into the practice in order to solve difficulties that we encounter in our daily life. And that kind of Buddhism can be practiced anywhere. While sitting on the bus, while driving a car on a train, or sitting on the train, while making your breakfast, or watering your vegetable garden, you can always practice applied Buddhism. And every minute of practice can be a minute of joy and happiness. We don't have to suffer when we practice. The life is full of suffering already. Why do we have to suffer more by practicing Buddhism? So the practice should be pleasant, nourishing, and healing. And that is the kind of Buddhism that we shall learn in this retreat. First of all, I would like to offer you, my friends, the method of listening to the bell. During the whole retreat, every time you hear the sound of the bell, you should practice listening deeply to the bell. And you have to cultivate that kind of habit. Every time you hear the sound of the bell, you stop talking. You stop thinking. We allow ourselves to be aware of our in-breath and our breath. We breathe in mindfully, and we breathe out mindfully at least 3 times. When the bell master begin to invite the bell to sound. So in the Buddhist tradition, we don't say striking the bell or hitting the bell, but inviting the bell. We invite the bell to sound. And the sound of the bell is like the voice of the Buddha calling us home to ourselves. The Buddha within us is calling you home. And your home is in the here and the now. Our true home is in the here and the now. Lord Buddha said that the past is already gone and the future is not yet there. There is only one moment when you can be truly alive, that is the present moment. And if we know how to breathe in mindfully, we come home to the present moment, and we get in touch with all the wonders of life that are in our body and around us. We are really alive when we touch the present moment. So the sound of the bell is a kind of reminder. Every time we hear the sound of the bell, we stop talking, we stop thinking, we pay attention to our in-breath, we breathe in mindfully, and we bring our mind back to our body. And that can be made in just 2 or 3 seconds. For people who are familiar with the practice, it does not take a long time. It takes 1, 2, or 3 seconds in order to bring the mind back to the body. And the sound of the bell is one opportunity for us to do so. In our daily life, our body is there, but our mind may be elsewhere. Our mind may be caught in the past, or in the future, or in our projects, or in our fear, anxiety, or anger. Our mind is not there with our body. And when the mind is not with the body, we are not truly there. In order to live our life. And that is why the basic practice of Buddhism is to bring the mind home to the body. And when the mind is with the body, you are establishing that are within ourselves and around us. There are so many wonderful things belonging to life. Our body is a marvel, our mind also. And around us there are trees, the clouds, the sunshine, the river, the mountains. So many wonderful things. So many refreshing and healing elements inside and around. And if we are back to the here and the now, we can get in touch with them for our nourishment and healing. And that is why it's very important to go home to ourselves. And it does not take a long time to go home. It takes a few seconds if you know how to ride on your in-breath in order to bring your mind back to your body. And that is the first exercise of mindful breathing that the Buddha offers us. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. You are aware of your in-breath. You are aware of your out-breath. And while doing so, you bring your mind back to your body very quickly. It takes no time at all. A bell master is someone who knows how to invite a bell. Before inviting the bell, she has to bring her mind back to her body and become fully present, fully mindful before she invites the bell. First, she offers a half sound, not the full sound. Half sound. The half sound of the bell is to warn you, to tell you that a full sound is going to be heard. So you have the time to prepare yourself to receive the full sound of the bell. You need about 10 seconds in order to prepare yourself. Enough time to stop talking, stop thinking, and produce your awareness on your mindful breathing. Maybe you need 3 seconds or 4 seconds in order to breathe in, and 5 seconds in order to breathe out mindfully. And during that time, breathing in and breathing out, you make yourself ready in order to receive the sound of the bell. And the sound of the bell is like the voice of the Buddha from within, calling you home. And when the Buddha is calling you, you have to listen to him and not listen with only with your ears, but you have to listen to him with all your heart. Full listening, deep listening. The bell master, before inviting the bell to sound, she practiced with a gatha, a verse. Body, speech, and mind in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of this bell. May all of you who listen to me awaken from your forgetfulness and transcend the path of anxiety and sorrow. The following verse. And she breathed in and read the first line. And she breathed out and read the second line. And she breathed in and read the third line. And she breathed out and read the fourth line. And after finishing breathing in and out 2 times with the verse, she become calm, mindful, and she is qualified as a bell master. And she offer half sound. And when you hear the half sound, you stop thinking, you stop talking, and you begin to prepare yourself for the reception of the full sound of the bell. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. That is good enough to be prepared. And everyone in the Sangha is doing the same. And when we hear the full sound, we listen very deeply, and we may use another verse in order to practice. When breathing in, you say, I listen deeply. And when you breathe out, you say, this wonderful sound brings me back to my true home. My true home is here and now. The address of my true home is life in the here and the now. And breathing in and out like that, listening to the bell, is for the sake of arriving. We arrive in the here and the now to be fully alive, to touch the wonders of life that are nourishing and healing. Remember, listen, I listen. This wonderful sound brings me back to my true home. And you enjoy breathing in and out at least 3 times with each sound of the bell. And during that time of breathing in and out, the energy of peace and mindfulness will manifest in you to protect you, to nourish you. And the energy of mindfulness and peace is the energy of the Buddha himself. And during that time of breathing in and out, you are under the protection of the Buddha. And the energy of mindfulness and peace will help you to be relaxed. And you allow your body to have a chance to heal. So listening to the bell is a very deep practice. So I suggest that while you listen to the bell, you invite all the cells in your body to join you in listening. There are 3 kinds of cells in your body. And every time you listen to the bell, we invite all of them, all the cells in our body to join us in listening. And if you listen like that, peace and healing become possible right away. And we know that our father, our mother, they are in every cell of body. We think that our father and our mother are outside of us, but that is only partly true. Our father and our mother are truly present in every cell of our body. Genetically speaking, that is true also. And not only our parents, but our ancestors of many generations, they are all alive and present in our cell, our body. So when we breathe in, we invite all of them to join us and listening to the bell. Dear father, dear mother, dear ancestors, please join me and listen to the bell. And listening to the bell can be a very deep practice, a very profound practice that can bring peace, joy, and healing right away. And if every one of us, 500 people, 700 people, 3,000 people practice like that, the energy is very powerful. The energy of mindfulness and peace will be very powerful because it is a collective energy. And that collective energy will penetrate into every one of us for our healing, transformation, and nourishment. That is why it's so wonderful to practice as a sangha, a community. Practicing alone, we can generate the energy for mindfulness and peace. Yes, but when we practice together as a group, the collective energy is very powerful, and all of us can profit from the collective energy of peace and compassion and mindfulness. And that is why in the Buddhist tradition we say, I take refuge in the Sangha. Because only with the Sangha that we can profit from that kind of collective, powerful energy. So remember, during the whole 5 days, every time you hear the bell, we practice listening to the bell. My mindful breathing, and invite all our ancestors in us to join us in listening. Just listening to the bell can be very healing, can be very nourishing, relaxing. We know that if we allow tension and pain to be accumulated into our body, all kind of disease will follow. That is why we have to learn from the Buddha to release the tension and the pain in our body. And that can be done by the practice of mindful breathing and listening to the breath. No matter what you are doing, no matter what you are saying, even if you are giving a Dhamma talk, when you hear the bell, you stop. You stop talking. You stop teaching. You stop thinking. And you allow the energy of peace, of mindfulness to manifest in yourself. And together, that energy will help the healing and the transformation of everyone. And if everyone practice listening to the bell like that, well, the atmosphere of the retreat will be very conducive to transformation. The second thing I would like to offer you tonight is mindful walking during the time of the retreat. All of us will follow the practice of mindful breathing and mindful walking. We walk in such a way that each step can bring us freedom, and joy, and peace. Every one of us should join the practice. There will be a formal walking meditation together as a group. But beside that, every time we need to move from one place to another place, every retreatant, every member of the retreat should practice mindful walking from your room to the dining hall, from your bed to the restroom, from your place to the meditation hall. We always applied the techniques of mindful walking. Mindful walking is to be mindful of every step we make. And there is slow walking, there is normal walking. We can combine our in-breath, out-breath with our steps. So breathing in, you might like to make two steps. during the time you visit him. And you may silently say, I have arrived. I have arrived. Why? You breathe in. And you pay attention to the contact between your foot and the ground. Don't let your mind on this level. Bring it down to the sole of your foot and touch the earth. Place your foot on the earth like you put the seal. You put the seal on a important document, the stamp. So you can print your peace, your mindfulness, your joy on the ground. Your foot become a seal. And when you say, I have arrived, I have arrived, this is not a verbal declaration. It should be a practice. You have to truly arrive in the here and the now. When you say, I have arrived, it means you have arrived in the here and the now. I have arrived. I have arrived. You have to arrive truly. This is not a statement. This is a realization. You abandon the past. You abandon the future. You go home to the here and the now. You are really there, established in the present moment. That is what means by I have arrived. I have arrived. I have arrived. And that can be done with pleasure. And you can smile when you make steps. And you have arrived or not, you will know. And if you are a practitioner, you can arrive 100% in the here and the now. In the beginning, you might arrive only 20% or 30% in the here and the now. That's not good enough. But with some mindfulness and concentration, you make progress. And with every step, you can arrive in the here and the now 100%. With some practice, yes. And when you breathe out, you say, I am home, I am home. Your home is in the here and the now. So you feel that you don't need to go anywhere. You are comfortable. You are at ease in the here and the now. It means that is what it means by I am home. You feel that you have stopped running. We have been running all our life. Now it's time to stop running into the future, and begin to live deeply every moment of our life. I am home means I am comfortable in the here and the now. I don't need to run into the future to seek happiness. Happiness is available in the here and the now. So that is what it means by I am home. Your true home is in the here and the now. And that is what the Buddha said also. There are many sutras in which the Buddha advises us to live in the present moment and to be happy in the here and the now. If you are a businessman, you might have already the tendency to think too much about your success in the future. You are not capable to enjoy the present moment with yourself and your family. So you have to learn to go home to the present moment, to take care of yourself, to take care of your family. And if you are home, if you are truly home, you know. You don't need a Buddha to tell you. Because you feel so happy, so comfortable in the here and the now. You don't feel the need to run anymore. You don't need anything else. In the present moment, there are enough conditions for you to be happy. And that is why you can enjoy every step. I have arrived. It's very pleasant to arrive. I'm home. I suggest that while breathing in, you make 2 steps. And while breathing out, you make 3 steps. Because for beginners, the out-breath is always a little bit longer than the in-breath. So you might begin with the rhythm 2-3. 2 steps for your in-breath and 3 steps for your out-breath. And when you are climbing up the hill or the stairs, it may change into 1 step, 2 steps. I have arrived. That's enough for your in-breath. I am home, 2 steps for your out-breath. Listen to your lungs. And your lungs will tell you exactly the number of steps they want while breathing in and breathing out. The most essential thing is that you enjoy walking. Every step brings you peace and joy and healing. And if you feel relaxed, joyful, happy while walking, you know your practice is correct. And if you suffer during the practice, your practice is not correct. So enjoy, it is possible to enjoy every step you make. In the beginning, you use the mantra, I have arrived, I am home. I'm home. And give yourself the number of steps that your lungs want. You listen to your lungs, and your lungs will tell you how many steps they want when you breathe in, and how many steps they want when you breathe out. So that happiness and peace and joy be possible during the time of walking. And during the whole retreat, 5 days, we should try to make every step mindful. And after the retreat, you might get the habit, the good habit of mindful walking that you might use later on from the parking lot, from your home to the parking lot, you will practice mindful walking and enjoy every step. Later on, while shopping in the supermarket, you'll be able to enjoy every step. We have offered the practice of walking meditation to a number of congressmen in Washington, D.C. And many of them now are capable of doing walking meditation like that from their office to the place where they cast the vote. And they say that that kind of practice helped them very much in their hectic life. So if you are a businessman, if you are a trader, if you are a school teacher, if you are a worker in a factory, well, walking meditation can help you to relax, to heal, to enjoy. I have arrived. I'm home. In the here, in the now, I'm solid. I'm free. I'm solid because I'm not being pulled away from the present moment. I am not being pulled into the past. I am not being pulled into the future. I am well established in the here and the now. I am free. I am solid. And that is why I am free. And if we practice like that, every step help you to cultivate more solidity and freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from the past, from the regret concerning the past. Freedom from anxiety, the fear concerning the future. Freedom from anger, from fear, from jealousy, from despair. And when you walk with solidity and freedom, you will walk like a Buddha, like a Bodhisattva. You walk like a Buddha. And if you walk like that, the place where you walk becomes the Pure Land. According to this teaching and this practice, the Pure Land is now, is here and now. You don't need to die in order to be reborn in the Pure Land. If you know how to practice walking meditation, the Pure Land is available right in the here and now. And Amitabha Buddha is in our heart, not somewhere else. So walking meditation is also a very deep practice. There are those of us who heal ourselves, who transform ourselves just by the practice of mindful walking. Because every step like that brings us relaxation, nourishment, healing, and happiness. So let us commit ourselves to the practice. During the 5 days together, we will only practice mindful walking. Every time we need to move from one place to another place, no matter how long the distance is, walk like a Buddha, walk like a Bodhisattva, mind and body together, free from the past, freedom from future. We enjoy every step we make, and we make the Pure Land available to us, right here and right now. In the morning when you brush your teeth, it is possible for you to enjoy the 2 minutes of toothbrushing. You practice brushing your teeth in such a way that peace and joy and freedom be possible. Why do you have to hurry? Challenge yourself. Brush your teeth in such a way that make freedom from worries, freedom from that tendency to hurry, to be always on a hurry. And the 2 minutes or 3 minutes you will have for toothbrushing will be the 3 minutes of happiness and freedom and joy. And everything can be done in mindfulness, and every moment can be a moment of enjoyment if you know how to follow your in-breath and out-breath mindfully. When we eat our breakfast, we eat in such a way that peace and freedom be possible. Holding a bowl of cereal pouring the soy milk into it. We do it mindfully. And when we bring a spoonful of cereal and put it into our mouth, do not think of anything. Become aware that the cereal that has arrived is a kind of ambassador from the cosmos to nourish us, to support us. And when we chew the cereals, we focus our attention on the cereals. We do not chew our project, our ideas, our fear. We get in touch deeply with the cereal that we are eating. And we can eat every morsel of our breakfast like that. And eating breakfast becomes a session of practice. Every moment of breakfast eating is a moment of happy, of mindfulness, of concentration, and of joy. And let us take the time to eat our breakfast, our lunch. And eating, we learn to eat slowly and with gratitude. Eating also is a very deep practice. And we shall learn to eat together as a Sangha. And every moment of eating can be a moment of happiness and mindfulness. Sister Concentration and Brother Ocean will continue to tell you some of the things that we need to know in order to really enjoy our practice. Thầy Pháp Hải, Sư Cô Đình Nghiêm. Brother Pha Hai, Ocean of the Dharma, come from Australia. He is a Dharma teacher in the tradition of Plum Desh. Sư Cô Định Nghiêm, adornment with concentration. He is a Dharma teacher of Plum Desh, residing in France. Wishing you a very happy, wonderful retreat. I see you tomorrow.
So good evening, noble community. This evening, our teacher began the evening by sharing with us that this moment is a happy moment. Let us keep this in mind as we go through the next 5 days together, that we have such a wonderful opportunity to be together during these 5 days, that everything we do is an opportunity to wake up, to be able to open our heart, to be able to look at ourselves and the world around us with new eyes, that every moment during this retreat is a moment for us to practice. Whether we're walking, whether we're sitting, whether we're eating, whether we're speaking to each other, it's an opportunity to manifest our heart. As we were sitting in the hall earlier, I was looking at the Buddha statue behind us. And I realized that in Buddhism, we talk about the fact that each of the Buddhas, wherever they go, through their merit and their way of being, they manifest a Buddha land. In this retreat, each one of us has the opportunity to manifest a Buddha land through our way of walking, through our way of sitting, as I shared earlier. We have the opportunity to walk as a Buddha, to eat as a Buddha, to speak as a Buddha. Let us practice to walk, to eat, to speak, as if we are in the Pure Land. 3 times a day during this retreat, we'll have an opportunity to practice eating meditation. This is also a very happy moment, and for many people, it's the favorite practice during the retreat. My sister Concentration and myself, have to confess to you that we have found the food here in Singapore to be very, very delicious. Thank you for sharing it with us. It's a very happy moment each time we have a meal. When we come into the dining hall, we enter the dining hall and we practice noble silence. Noble silence doesn't only mean not speaking. We all know that not speaking to another person is not necessarily noble. Noble silence means coming back and dwelling with our breath, being present in our body, following our breathing, as our teacher was sharing earlier, mindful breathing, being aware of what we're thinking, and being aware of our speech. So in Buddhism, for something or someone to be called noble, our body, speech, and mind need to be together. So when we come into the dining hall, we offer our true presence. And our communication can be very deep, even without words. Sometimes even deeper than if we're speaking to each other. So we come into the dining hall, we can look at each other, we can smile, and we try not to speak. We will line up for our meals, and for lunch and dinner we will be divided into 2 shifts of meals, which we'll share about a little bit more in detail tomorrow. For breakfast, we will make our way in 1 sitting. As we line up, it's a wonderful opportunity to be aware of the fact that we're nourished not only by the food we're going to put into our body, but also through the presence of the community. So we can enjoy being together with the Sangha. As we come closer to the serving area, we can also enjoy looking at our mind. Our mind is very interesting. And as we come closer to the serving area, we will find many things going through our mind. Oh, why is my line taking so long? I should have gotten in the other line. Oh dear, that dish looks very good, but she's taking so much, there's not going to be any when I get there. So all of these things are opportunities for us to look and to smile at ourselves. If we're really seeing the way that our mind works and the stories that our mind tells us, it's impossible not to smile. So during this retreat, you are invited to smile. When we practice mindfulness, we naturally be able to touch more and more conditions of happiness in this very moment. So we become a happier person, and it manifests. So let us, in our time of serving our food, as we walk around, as we be with each other, offer each other a smile. To practice meditation is a practice of joy. As we come to the serving area, we monastics have a practice that I'd like to share with you. As we pick up the plate or the bowl, we take a split second to recognize that it's empty. This is not emptiness in the philosophical sense, although this is also true. It simply doesn't have anything in it or on it in that moment. And we come back and we recognize what a gift it is to be able to put something on our plate or in our bowl. There are people in our world today who don't have that great good fortune as we do. So in that spirit, we take the food. We take what we need for our body and what we're able to finish. Sometimes what we need is different to what we want. And that can also be an interesting practice. As we take the food, we will move to a table where there is a vacant seat. We'll try to sit together as a community. And then when each table is filled, we'll begin our meal together. As we eat, in our practice, we eat quite slowly. We'll take a spoonful of food, and for a split second, let's practice to recognize what it is. Maybe it's a piece of tofu. So we call it by its true name, tofu, and we put in our mouth. Again, remembering that we're not speaking, so we don't necessarily say that out. We recognize with our mind, tofu, and we put in our mouth. Then we have a wonderful opportunity to chew the food thoroughly. Our teacher advises us to chew the food at least 30 times. We can be a little flexible. If it's rice soup in the morning, maybe we don't need to chew 30 times. Maybe 25 times is enough. As we chew the food, we can look deeply into the gift of the universe that's presenting itself to us in that moment. If we look deeply into the tofu, we see the earth, we see the sun, we see the rain, we see the farmers who planted that seed. We see many conditions of life presenting itself in that very moment to us. So let's look deeply into the food that's being offered to us. And then when we're finished, we can stand up and we make our way out of the dining hall and have our conversations outside. So eating meditation is a very profound practice. We may notice another couple of interesting things. The psychiatrist Jung went through a stage in his own development when he would ask his clients to share with him what they were doing just before they came to his office. And they would share what they had been doing. And he was able to unravel a whole circuit of suffering through a small little story. In our own practice, we can learn to look deeply and to recognize our own habit energies, the way we eat, the way we walk, and to begin to see things, see ourselves a little bit more clearly. For example, in eating meditation, many of us have a lot of strong habit energies. Perhaps we have a mouthful of food and we're preparing the next one. That's very easy to do in Singapore. Such delicious food. Perhaps we still have half a plate of food and we're thinking about what we're going to have for dessert. What does this say about the way we interact with nourishing conditions in our daily life? Are we really present for the conditions of happiness, the nourishment that we have right now? In this very moment, as we're sitting here in this hall, are we in contact with what a wonderful thing it is to simply sit here and not have pain in our body, to have nothing else to do, to not have to answer any telephone calls or emails? Or are we thinking about what we're going to be doing next? So throughout this whole retreat, each of the practices we do has something that we can use in our daily life, something really important, and I invite you to look deeply and to see how you can use these practices to transform your situation.
Good evening, dear friends. My brother has just shared with you the best part of the practice, eating meditation. And now I'm going to share with you about working meditation. Some of us don't like work. That's why I said he shared the best part. Many of us think work as some burden, as something we don't like, and we want to finish it as soon as possible so that we can relax and enjoy the rest of the time. Sometimes we see it as really a burden. And during these 5 days, we will practice to transform every moment as a happy moment. Like Thay just said, even when we brush our teeth, something that we do every day, and we don't see any enjoyment in something so usual, something so normal. And now we try to, every day we will have a session of mindful work, and some of us we will work in the meditation hall, some of us we will clean the dining hall, others will clean the bathrooms, and we also practice to transform these moments into happy moments. Who in this hall work 8 hours a day? Raise your hand if you have a job, if you work, and if you work 8 hours a day. Raise your hand. Thank you. Because I know many people who go to work thinking that, okay, I'm going to try to finish my work as quickly as I can so I can go home and relax. And during the day, during the work, they run, they really run, and they see their job or their work as something not enjoyable at all. And so if we calculate, we see that if we work in this spirit, we really live our life only a few days, a few hours a day. And if we add up, we really live our life only 10 or a dozen years during our lifetime. Do you agree with me? And it's a waste of time, a waste of life. And if we know how to transform every moment during our work into a moment of real life, a moment of joy, of happiness, and then we really know how to live our life and we don't waste time, because all of us, we work. We also have to, we have lots of work in Plum Village, in Deer Park Monastery. Sometimes we are even more busy than you are. And thanks to that, we put into practice and we train ourselves so that work becomes a practice of meditation and not work that we usually see anymore. So when we work, we will practice, as Thay said, mindful breathing. We don't think, we don't worry, we don't think of the future or think of the past, but we dwell in the present moment, and we feel our hands, we feel what we are doing. We relax our body, we relax our mind. We don't try to finish as soon as possible, but we try to enjoy everything we are doing. And you will see it will be very fun because we will work in groups. I will invite Sister Khoi Nghiêm to come up here and share with you more details about groups for this practice. okay, she will be back. Ah, she's coming. We all will be divided into groups for Dhamma discussion and for mindful work. And every day we will have the opportunity to stay in groups. We are 900s. 700s, and there's so many people, we don't know each other, and by staying in to small groups like that, we will have the opportunity to know each other, to discuss, to share the practice with each other, and to enjoy the work with each other.
So, dear brothers and sisters, one of the most healing practices in our tradition is a practice that has already begun this evening and will begin each evening at the end of the activity, and that's the practice of noble silence. I shared in brief about noble silence earlier, that during this time of the evening in particular, it's a time of deep rest. So we rest our mind, we rest our body, we rest our speech, and we offer each other the opportunity to rest and to heal. During the time of noble silence, we pay attention, first of all, to our breath energy. Speech is breath. Do I really need to say this thing right now? Is what I'm saying communicating something, or am I just filling in space? If we find upon reflection that what we need to say is so important that we would want to write a note down and hold it up for another person, we may as well just quietly say it and communicate it and let it go. In the same way as we breathe in, we cannot hold our breath forever. We need to release it. But 99% of the time, you will discover that what you are about to say is really not that important, and it can wait for another occasion. So let us be aware of our breath energy. Also, during the time of noble silence, we pay attention to our mind. What am I thinking about? Am I worrying? Am I anxious? Am I regretting something? And we bring ourselves back to the now. The third aspect of noble silence is paying attention to our body. What am I doing right now? Do I really need to do this thing, or am I just being busy? Also, during the time of noble silence, we can practice total relaxation. I believe tomorrow we'll be introduced to the practice of total relaxation, which is a very beautiful practice of looking deeply into the different parts of our body and relaxing them, sending gratitude. It helps us to sleep very well. The practice of noble silence, this deep and restful practice, will begin with the evening activity and end after breakfast tomorrow. We may wish to continue also ourselves personally in certain periods through the day, and we're certainly welcome to do so. So at the conclusion of this evening's activity, which will conclude with sitting meditation for a few minutes, we would invite you to enter that practice together so that we can offer each other a really solid and beautiful energy to commence our retreat together. Thank you.
Dear friends, many of you are commuters. So please, every evening when you go home, practice noble silence with us. Don't watch TV. Don't go to the internet, and you can let your family members know that you are in the retreat, so they will support you. for the sitting meditation, we sit in the most comfortable position with our back upright, our shoulders relaxed. If you are not used to sitting in the lotus posture, you can sit in the chrysanthemum posture, which means any posture you like the most. That makes you feel comfortable and at ease. You can put your hands on your laps, relaxingly on your laps, or you can put your hands like Brother Pháp Hải, your right hand on your left hand. And then be aware of your in-breath and out-breath. Be aware of your body. Relax your body. Every morning you will have a guided meditation. And if some thoughts come up in your mind, recognize them and smile to them. And with your mindful breathing, you can bring your mind back to your body. Don't try hard. Just be gentle with yourself. Breathing in, I enjoy my in-breath. Breathing out, I enjoy my out-breath. I don't need to try hard during the sitting meditation to become the Buddha or to get enlightened. Right now, I'm sitting like a Buddha. With my mindful breathing, I'm generating the energy of peace, of joy, of solidity. Breathing in, I release all the tension in my body and in my mind. Breathing out, I feel so relaxed. Breathing in, I enjoy the silence in me. And breathing out, I enjoy the silence around me. We will enjoy listening to the three sounds of the bell at the end of the session. And then mindfully, we will practice walking meditation back to our room or back home, or mindfully and peacefully we will help rearrange this meditation hall. And we enjoy the practice of noble silence. At the small sound of the bell, we will uncross our legs and massage our feet.